Dalet, Halacha Gimel. Now, some Gemaras, it seems, at least the Gemaras I was using today in the Yeshiva, has Halacha Gimel repeated twice. That's Chaf Aleph from Beis. Okay, let's see. No, this one doesn't. This has it. No, this is okay. Does yours have to... That one... Look, it's okay. Okay, because that one had the same page repeated twice. Okay, but these are okay. Okay, so we're going to call Paul from a base. Halacha Gimel. Hanotei Shur Shal Chamesh Kfanim. If you plant a row of five vines, right, Beishamri and Kerem, Beishamri says it's a vineyard. We still omrim, Eno Kerem Achu Shal Yu Shtei Shurus. It's not a Kerem until there are two rows. Now, the same five, but they have to be in two rows. And the way they're in two rows is that you have a row of three next to a row of two. Okay? Must be in two rows, according to Beis Hillel. There's no such thing as a Kerem with only five, with one row. Even the same five grapevines, they have to be in two rows. Lefichach. Therefore, they're going to be certain kulos and chumos, which Gemara is going to discuss as a base on the basis of this. But first of all, lefichach zareya arba amos shebekerem. So you plant the four amos in a vineyard. In other words, you plant within four amos of the trees. Beishamri kiddush shura achas. Beishamai says that the one row becomes forbidden. Now this is in proportion to the amount of rows they hold constitutes of a vineyard. When you plant within 4 yards of 4 amos of a vineyard, the vineyard becomes osur. A vineyard becomes osur. What's a vineyard according to Beis Shammai? According to Beis Shammai, even one row could be considered to be a vineyard. So therefore, only one row becomes osur. According to Beis Hillel, there's no such thing as a vineyard with less than two rows. So therefore, if you plant it within 4 amos of a vineyard, then at least two rows become osur. Is that clear? Again, according to Beis Hillel, two rows constitute a vineyard. So therefore, when you plant grain within four amos of a vineyard, then two rows of the vineyard become osur. According to Beis Shammai, one row constitutes a vineyard. And therefore, when you plant within 4 amos of a vineyard, only the first row becomes osur, not the second row. Okay? No. We didn't talk about how much of that row becomes osur. That we'll discuss.
According to Beis Shammai, if there's only one row to begin with, it's not a vineyard. So,
I mean, Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds one row is a vineyard.
Okay.
Beis Hillel's one row is holding two.
So, Beis Hillel, then if he plants wheat next to that one row,
yes.
So is the
only the tree which is immediately adjacent to it is going to become osur. It's not the whole vineyard which comes osur because there's no vineyard there, right? So it has to be whatever within 6 tefachim of that one tree or without that grain. Beis Hillel, who? Now, so reading going out to the Gemara, v'hu shezara kenegad. Now, here's a typo. V'hu shezara kenegad kula. That's assuming you planted opposite all the grapevines in that one row. Zara kenegad. I'm sorry. What happens if you planted opposite the middle grapevine? You had a row of five. And you planted opposite the middle grapevine in that row. Now, so let's see the machlokas here. Zarkanegan Mtsai, Al Daiti the Beishamah, according to Beishamah, Ulster's called Shura, Beishamah is consistent. Beishamah holds the whole row is also, because the whole row constitutes a vineyard, and therefore that whole row becomes also. Al Daiti the Beisil, however, according to Beisil, Ulster Sholosh Kanegan Sholosh. Beisil holds or answers two rows in of three. Now, take a look at your pictures. You'll take a look at your pictures. They're very good pictures on this. If you take a look on picture Tzadik Beis, actually picture Tzadik Gimel. You don't have Tzadik Gimel? You don't have Tzadik Gimel either? Kind of photocopy it? On page Yud? Page Yud? You don't have page Yud? Tzadik Gimel, yeah, there it is. Okay. So you don't have that page? Okay. Here. Looking together. According to, later on I see it, I didn't photocopy enough anyway. According to Beis Shammai, in this case, here you have the grain, the zroyim planted here. So all five of these trees become osur. Right, because they hold it. That's the definition of vineyard. According to Beis Hillel, the grain that's planted there, the same place, So you ask for three in the first row and three in the second row. Now, why is that? Because according to Basil, in order to constitute a vineyard, you need to have five trees, right? I want to tell you, though, the Lachal Mosh, that's a special Lachal Mosh Mitzinai. Really, it's six trees. However, the fifth tree is a hypothetical tree. We learned that already before. In other words, even if you didn't have a sixth one, the sixth one we draw in as if it's there. So therefore, in this case, where there are actually six trees, those six trees become Osir. The front three become Osir, and the three behind them become Osir. Again, according to Beit Shammai, you Osir five across. According to in ten, we Osir the five across in the first row. According to Beis Hillel, since they hold that the definition of vineyard is two rows deep, so we Osir the six, which are closest to the seeds, which are those three in front of the five and those three in back. Okay? Right, even if it's not there physically, it's there in spirit. Right? So here it happens to be there physically. Okay?
Does everybody agree on that?
I don't know.
This is an introduction right to Mishnayos.
The halachos of Moshe Mitzinai?
Yeah.
I believe that this is an accepted halach of Moshe Mitzinai. I believe all the halachos of planting, of Netiyo, they're called, are all accepted halachos of Moshe Mitzinai. Okay? Says Mara, Zor Kneged HaBinayim. Now, what if you planted not opposite a tree, but opposite an empty space? See, that's this picture over here. You had six in a row. Instead of planting opposite one of the trees, you planted opposite the empty space between tree number three and tree number four, right? So 1, 2, 3, space, grain, 4, 5, 6, okay? So here we got a problem, which is the five. Which are the five? So since it's a daraisa, so we have to go to the chumrah. How many we have to asur here? All six, right? Because you count five in this direction, count five in that direction, you have to asur all six. Okay, which are in the middle. Al daiti the beis shamai, according to beis shamai, oyser sholosh kneged sholo. Wait a minute. Yeah, al daiti beis shamai oser shtai mikan v'shtai mikan. Because you have to ask there two on either side of the grain, right? In this case, the problem is chamish is ezuhi, which is going to be the fifth one. No, Mariam, are you Zroim Kroim Lachas Man Haray? If the Zroim were closer to one of the sides, right, if it wasn't a dead center, then it answered towards one of the sides. And here's a typo in the Gemara, I would say, Haray Zuasura, the one on the edge to which it was closer is also Vim Lav, Haray, but if it's a dead center, Haray Elu Ve Elu Asuros, both of them are also on both sides. Okay, Mr. Zuger, we said in this case over here, the Machlokas Beishai Beisilo, whether the vineyard is considered to be one row deep or two rows deep. And we said consistent with that machlokas, if you have grain opposite the first row of a vineyard, according to Beis Shammai, who says that a vineyard is only one row, you asur only five trees in that row. Where you don't know which five to asur, you have to asur another one misafik. Now, according to Beis Hillel, since a vineyard is always two rows, you always have to asur two rows back, not just one row. Now, according to Beis Hillel, in this case, where there's Zroima in the middle, so this can you have to ask for two rows. You have to ask for a minimum of five. Problem is, you don't know which five to ask for. So what do you ask for? Four and two. Okay? In order to get up to five, you have to ask for these six, because otherwise you wouldn't know which ones to ask for. Again, if it's closer in one direction...
No, it has to be
the ones closest. In closest proximity to the grain. There's a logic to it, right? There's a closest proximity to the grain. Okay, let's see that inside. Al daiti basil, also arba keneg shtayim, also four opposite two. Zor keneg keren zavis. Now, I think you'll have to all look in with me now. The cases get cooler now. Zor keneg keren zavis, you plant, can you all see over here? You plant in a corner. Let me just go through it outside before we see it inside. According to Beis Shammai, you have to answer nine trees, right? Why do you have to answer nine trees? Because you don't know which five to answer. Do you answer in this direction or that direction? So it's nine. The four, and the one in the corner, right? According to Beis Hillel, you have to answer two rows. Five trees in each direction, right? Of two rows. How do you do that? By answering these five. and these five. How much is that altogether? Only six trees, right? But six trees going into the three and three in each of the outer rows, and then another one in the middle. That's so that makes five this way and five that way. Is that clear? According to Beis Hillel, right? Because bear in mind, the shape of a kerem, according to Beis Hillel, is this shape, right? That's the shape of a kerem, according to Beis Hillel, right? So you have that, you have to also that shape, a minimum of that shape in every direction, right? Right, that's to get this five, and that's to get that five. Okay?
It's overlapping, though, like, since, you know, it's, you're using up these two from this perspective, and then you're reusing
that's them okay. Right, you're allowed to reuse them, right, because it's all a question of proximity. It's all logic. It's all really
geometry.
Right, geometry, that's right. Okay, next case. Oh, we actually didn't read this case inside yet. Al Daidi Beis Hill also Zorakanegan Tavis Tavis Al Daidi Beis Shah and Korin Beis Shammai Ezu Shura Osir Zuvazu. Which row are you going to answer? It has to be both and both because you don't know which one. Al Daidi Beis Hill according to Lodge Beis Hill Osir Shtayim Kanegan Shtayim Yasir opposite two Vachas Yetzi Zonim Mikan and one tail on one side, another tail, T-A-I-L, on the other side. In other words, we ask her, it's really the same one, these two, and one tacked on here, and one tacked on there, to make it five altogether. The last one always, and you have this formation of five, which constitutes a vineyard, one, two, three, four, five. The one, the last one is called the zonov. It's called the tail, because it tails on behind the others. Okay. Further, Zorak Neged Beinayim Shebekaren Zavis. Now let's see this case over here. You planted not opposite the corner exactly, but in between two in the corner, right? So in this case, according to Beishama, all you have to ask is five trees, right? Right across, because you ask this row to which it's closest, the five trees across, right? According to Beis Hillel, it's a little bit more complex. According to Beis Hillel, you have to ask you have to answer two rows, right? Question is, which two rows you're going to answer? So you can either look at it this way, three and two, or this way, three and two. So you have to answer more trees. How many you have to answer? Six altogether.
Why isn't it three and two?
You could, but then there'd be an extra tree. You'd have to answer. Or why not this one?
No.
And those two?
Because this is between this one and that one.
Yeah, because this...
It would be on this
right.
Side.
You could do that, but then you'd end up answering an extra tree. Because this one... Or maybe not, would you? Maybe you're right. Maybe you could do it that way. Because this way, you have to answer five east-west. You have to answer five north-south. So I guess you could choose this one, hypothetically. Probably, yeah. Why not? Yeah, I'm not sure why you chose this one. Chorei could choose this one as well. That's a good question.
He chose it because the grain is here on this side. So you have to go on
it. Well, it might be this three and two. Why can't you make three and two, even though the grain is on this side?
Go to the other side of the...
Go favor the side that it's...
He's saying because... I think he's saying because the thing's pointed to this side of this...
Mm-hmm. I'm still not sure why that requires you to take this one and not that one.
Yeah.
It's not clear to me. Corey, you can take either. I mean, the mountain trees will be the same, but you have to ask at least six. What you're asking why we can't use the same picture in this scenario over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's a good question. Maybe he addressed it. I don't remember, but let's see what goes on. Zorah Kanega Benayim Shekhan Zorvis Al Daya De Beisham Mekorin Beisham Eosis Kosher just asked one row. Al Daya De Beisil Kornin Beisil Oser Shtayim Kanega Shtayim Bachas Yetziv Zon of Mikan and one which tails on this side over here. Maybe we don't have to answer this one. No. Okay. The Gemara goes on here. Well, okay, I stopped in the middle of a line. Now, here, there are two Gersos here. The Gemara itself says, which is the sixth one? But the Rosh's Gersos, which is the third one? So on that, the Gemara goes on to say, Shlishis Shavarishoina, Shnia Shavarishlishis. So the Gemara itself identifies it as being Shlishis Shavarishoina, meaning this one. This would be the third one, be over here. Or Shnia Shavarishlishis, the second one in the third row, meaning this one over here. In other words, the Gemara itself is identifying either this one as being the third one, which we ask, according to the Rosh. In other words, we need a three. So it's either this one, which is the third one, or this one, which is the third one. Okay? The third one in the first row, or the second one in the third row.
That addresses your question, doesn't
right.
it?
Yeah, but it doesn't answer why it should be that way.
Well,
it's
true.
Yeah, so we ask the question, it leaves it difficult. He asked the question, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked the question, your question. He doesn't know why we picked off these two. But... Well, why? Well, you don't know the answer either.
I'm going to publish it. And, you know, I have him by my book.
Yeah. It's a good question.
I met him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good question. I don't know what. Taka.
Very interesting.
I have a hypothesis, by the way, which is the Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't say this, but my hypothesis is as follows, that we always have to ask for six. In other words, the Gemara's Gears itself was the sixth. What's the sixth one? He changes to which is the third one. In other words, how do we make a third one in order to make three and two? And there are two options, either this three and two or this three and two. But I have another hypothesis, which is based on what I said before, is that we always have to answer at least six. Why is that? Because according to Beis Hillel, remember, we said the Xeris of the Halacha Moshe Messina does us a favor, or I shouldn't say does a favor, allows us to consider five trees as being a vineyard. But where there's six trees, the vineyard consists of all six trees. So therefore, my hypothesis is that in all these cases, we have to ask for six. Why? Because since there are more than six trees in this vineyard, so the Halacha Moshe Messina is not going to tell you that five is enough. The Halacha Moshe Messina is going to require you to ask for six trees. So that's why in all these cases over here, Beis Hillel said six trees. Over here, Beis Hillel said four and two. Right? I hear it first of all, Beis Hillel said three and three, and then four and two, and then here Beis Hillel said also, you need six, and here also, when the Gemara says which is the sixth one, the Gemara wants to know which you're going to make the sixth one in order to, which you need to make usher, because if you only made these five usher, so that would be no good, right? That would be no good because you need to usher at least six. So maybe you'll ask, if I need to ask at least six, so why don't I ask for this one, right? Isn't this the more obvious one? So in that, the Gemara is answering, no, I should ask for this one, not this one, because maybe my vineyard goes like this. In other words, I have to ask for a sixth one. It could have been this one, but I'm preferring this one, or according to you, still the question stands. I'm not answering your question. Maybe it could have been this one as well, but I'm preferring this one over this one because there are two ways of looking at the vineyard. Look at the vineyard as being east-west. Look at the vineyard as being north-south. So therefore, I prefer to ask for this one over that one. Okay?
In the case of this one, then, for that Svara, what gives Beis Shammai...
Beis Shammai only asks five, because Beis Shammai holds the vineyard only consists of five vines. Because Beis Shammai holds that five in a row are a vineyard. Right? Beis Hillel is the ones who say you need five in two rows. We need the imaginary sixth one.
What does it do with the Halacha Moshe Messina?
They argue what the Halacha Moshe Messina is about this. Yeah.
That would be the argument.
Okay, says the Mishnah further. Hanotei shtayim keneged shtayim, if you plant the two opposite two, v'achol tzitzit zarav, one which is a tail, T-A-I-L, harei a kerem, that's a kerem. Shtayim keneged shtayim, v'achol tzitzit b'nasayim, well, you planted two opposite two, but one is in the middle. See, Rabbi said like this. So planted like a house. Two, and one in the middle over there. Okay? Mr. Zuber? Two, and one in the middle. That doesn't work. Okay, that's no good.
According to
Beis Hillel. Possibly according to Beis Shammai as well, but the Stam is like Beis Hillel. Because you need, again, you need a configuration where there's an imaginary, right, it has to be imaginary 3 and 3. But not only that, even in this case, it's not good either. Two and one like that, that doesn't work either. See?
Why can't you put this imaginary 6-1 in here?
No, you can't. That's what Gemara said, that's what Mishnah is saying. But you have to have a formation of 4, and then you have to have 1 leaving it. That's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai Kor Beisol. He is on it. That's specifically as a tail, right? Or like this, it doesn't work either. You know, like a chest, like a dice pattern. Eino kerem achu shtayin keneged shtayin v'achaz yitzizonav zonav zonav kerem if you have 2, 2, and 1 coming out the back. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba b'Sherem Rabbi Chiya bar Yitzchak said, how do we know this? Because it says, again, it's in one of the Yerushalmi Gzeiros HaKosov, it's an amazing one. Rabbi Chiya bar Yitzchak, Eretz Kanan l'gvul said, it says the land of Canaan to its boundaries. The word Gvul says extra, because later on it goes on to say that all the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So why does it have to say the word Gvul said? So it teaches us, Gvul Shabodu, so it teaches us, sorry, before we go on, the gvulos which the Kananim taught us. Well, how did the Kananim teach us that? When they came to Eretz Yisrael, says Yerushalmi, they found all the vineyards were planted like that. 2, 2, and 1. So therefore, since that was the Minag HaMoko in Kanan when they came in, so that was how the Lachem Moshe B'Sinai fixed it. Says more, what? Gemara is amazed just like you. Gemara says
use the
Kravot Azor. Alright. Maybe they even had it as key line, but that's how we learned out. Says the Gemara, Gvulos Shabodalam Akananim. They're gonna go by the Gvulos, which I'm sorry, Rabbi Ami boy Lamani Akananim. Rabbi Ami says you're gonna learn out from the Kananim. How could this be? It's rather Halach Lamosh Misinai. Okay, I might have missed it. It's Halach Lamosh Misinai. Says more further, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, this is really a new issue. Shmuel said, Bemorad Luchsan. It should be here, Bemoded Luchsan. When you measure, it's on an angle. In other words, like over here, it has to be that you can measure an angle from here to here. I think it means a 45 degree angle. That's not what it means. What it means is that the Dalet Amos, which you mark it, okay, now I have grammar. What it means is that the 4 Amos, you have to distance the grain from the vineyard, Kodesh Shmuel goes from this imaginary line, from the angled line from the 5th one, which is Yotzi Zonov, to this one over here. That's how you measure it according to Shmuel. Along comes Rabbi Yossi Barzmina, and he argues that Rabbi Yossi Barzmina, which Rabbi Yossi said, Ad roe kilu achas netua kan. No, you say, like we said before, you look at it as if there's an imaginary 6th tree. And the Dalet Amos, which you count, starts from here. Okay, from the imaginary tree. It doesn't go from the line, which you draw from the Zonov tree to the one in the next row, but rather it goes from an imaginary tree, which would be opposite the tree, the Zonov tree. Okay, so it's as if you have 6, like we said before. Okay? Rabbi Yonah has a shayla. Not the shtai kenegah shtai. If you have planted 2 opposite 2, v'achaz yitzis zonav, and one is the tail, and then shtai kenegah shtai v'achaz yitzis zonav, and it's reflective on the other side. Here, like this, you have 6 trees, 4 and 2. So which is the vineyard? What?
No, I remember.
Oh, you're wearing this. Which is the vineyard?
Either one, this box and the zona here.
Right.
Or this box and the zona here.
Right. So that's where it's kasha. Which is the vineyard? Which is the extra tree? Okay? Could be.
According to who?
That's his question. According to Basil, obviously. Right, because you don't have a row of 5 here. Okay? At Rokilu, so says more at Rokilu Acheres to a Khan, V'acheres the two akan. You see, there's two vineyards. You do see his two vineyards, one here, one there. Not a sholosh keneged sholosh v'achos mechuvenes keneged emtsoi. The shaila is like this. When does he have three, three, and one? What happens in this case? So look at his two vineyards, one, two, three, four, five, and one, two, three, four, five. Or do I look at it as a new thing? What would be the new thing? Nine. Because remember, we said before, we view it as if there are imaginary trees there. Right, so if you have nine here, if you view it as imaginary, which has nine, that's what you call the Kerem Godel. A vineyard with nine trees is called a big vineyard. What's Nafka Mina? It's a big vineyard. So Nafka Mina, as we'll see in a second, says more, right, that, this case, you have three, three, and then one at the end. Do I see it as if there's one on each side to make it a big vineyard? Now, what's the nafka mina of a big vineyard? So he brings down Reb Chaim Kanievsky that the difference, the nafka mina big vineyard is if the concept of mochel akerem. Mochel akerem we had way back when is when you have a fence over here and a vineyard over here. So then you have to have 16 amos between the vineyard and the fence in order to plant. If you have less than 16 amos between the vineyard and the fence, you can't plant anything. Why? Because it looks like you're planting too close to a vineyard. If you just have a single tree, an isolated tree there, then you can plant six tefachim away. If you didn't have this gate, this fence here, you can plant four amos away. But now that you have the vineyard plus a fence, you need at least 16 amos between the two in order to plant. But that's only if it's a kerem gadol. What's a kerem gadol? Nine trees. If it's less than a kerem gadol, if it's only five trees, then he could distance himself four amos from the end of the vineyard and plant there. Okay? So that's the nafka mina. So when I have seven, which are three, three, and one, do I look at it as if it's nine? And there, that require that kick, that crow cause creates the local amacha kerem, where I need 16 amos in order to plant in between? Or do I say not that way? Do I say it's not like as if it's nine, it's only if it's five, and therefore I can just, this is four amos, and start planting, I don't need the whole 16 amos business.
You need 16.
You need 16 of which you can plant to eight only.
Or if the fence is there.
Only the fence is there. Yeah.
If you're saying these five are the care.
Yeah.
What are these two considered? Just extra trees?
Yeah, no, they'll make two vineyards. I'm assuming that let's even assume they make two vineyards, right? Which is a suffix before. Maybe look at this two vineyards, but there'll still be two little vineyards. The shaylas will make it even one big vineyard, which will give us a whole new vista of halacha, which we now haven't normally dealt with over here before. Okay, lo chein atomar ein zon of lekerem gadol. So then we already learned there's halacha. We learned it once before. We passed really by it. The Gemara says that there's no zona for a kerem gadol. In other words, if you have three, 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 and then one, you have a zona on a big vineyard, right? You have nine in a square, and then one coming out. That one's an isolated tree. It's not going to be part of the vineyard. There's no zona for a kerem gadol. There's only a zona of a kerem gadol. So here says Gemara, what's your havamina? You have to use a zona. There's no zona by kerem gadol. Says more, yes. Alochein atomai zeren gadol, zona of kerem gadol, b'shashu gadol. When does this kerem gadol not have a zona? When it's already a large kerem. Ma'alitein lekerem kot, zona of kerem kot, of la'asoso gadol. Our question is whether we can give a zona to the small vineyard and make it into a large vineyard. And on that, of course, Gemara has no resolution. In other words, if you have three, three, and three, you don't tack on the next one to make a zona of. But if you have two, three, and three, and then you have one and beyond that, then maybe in that case you do tack on the extra one. That's Gemara's question. Gemara doesn't resolve
that
it.
That one only makes seven.
That one, no. No, right, but here you'd make the hypothetical extra two. In other words, that's the halacha of zonav. In other words, it's not just a factual zonav, it's a lomdish zonav, which means that it doesn't have just itself, but creates the hypothetical two on either side of it. Okay? On we go. Lochay. Hanoter shur achos betok shalov, shur achos betok shalov. It's a very interesting thing. You planted one row, of three or two vines in your property, and another three or two in your friend's property. Were you allowed to do that? Not necessarily, but you did anyway. V'derech hayochid, and there's a private pathway, or derech harabim, a public thoroughfare, b'emtza, between the two properties. V'gadar shunom me'asar tfachim, or a fence which is less than 10 tfachim. Harei elu mitzdarfin. So in all these cases, the trees join together and they constitute a vineyard. If there's a fence in between which is more than 10 tfachim high, Enam etzdarfin, so not going to be one vineyard. Rabbi Yehuda Merim, irso mila malon. If the foliage mingles above the fence, the same we had way back being in the Masechta, if the foliage mingles above the fence, then in that case it's considered to be, they're connected and they make a vineyard. Now, this is a very basic question here. Again, you went into your friend's backyard and planted grapevines. So now you have three in your property and two in his property, or vice versa. Three in his property and two in your property. Okay, fine. Lamaisa, how can you create a vineyard on your friend's property when your friend didn't give you permission to plant them? What kind of audacity is that? What kind of halacha would that be? That's what I was about to ask. Rabbi Yacha, he asked the Gasha, Leisa da pliga, Rabbi Shimon, don't desire you, Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon Amar Eino da makdish tovar sheino shalo. The halacha is, if I have a vineyard growing in my field, and I open up a fence, and now the vineyard is within 10-4 amos of your field, which is grain, I cannot see your grain, because your grain is not mine to answer. So how here can I make a vineyard in your backyard to make it forbidden for you to plant grain in the vicinity? It's a very good question the Gemara is asking. I can't create a vineyard on your back, right? So says the Gemara. No, Zuyaveir is gezel, theft. Yeah, he's messing up badly. Yeah, he's barring him from the capacity to plant grain.
In the Mishnah's case, is there a delineation? Is there some marker between the two fields to show that this is someone else?
There is. There's even a pathway in between. But Derech Harab and Derech Hayoch, but still have mafsik.
So people, it's not a Marasayan issue, people will know that it's two separate.
But nonetheless, it's considered to be a vineyard. That's a chiddush here. It's still considered to be a vineyard. That's more as kasha. How could be considered to be a vineyard? Says Mara Tamon, very interesting answer. Tamon Eino da Makdish Dover Sheino Shalo. Yes, there a person can't be Makdish something which is exclusively his friends. But here, Bram Hocha Shalov Shachaver Mitzdarfin Lesor Semtoi. Here, his property and his friend's property joined together to ask for anything planted among them. In other words, where it's exclusively your stuff, I can't answer it, right? But here it's my stuff joining with your stuff to ask for that which is in the middle. Now that which is in the middle means, let's say for simplicity's sake, my stuff. I'm using my vines linked with your vines, or vines which I planted improperly in your territory to ask for stuff in the middle.
Even though there's a road?
Even though there's a road. Right. The road is not an impediment for answering. That's right. So, what? Okay. So here, together, since I'm linked up to you, together we join up. Now, it's possible, according to the first answer in the Gemara, that I don't answer your stuff. What I'm really doing is using your stuff to answer mine. And that I can do because my vines have joined up with your vines to create a situation which now they together constitute the vineyard and they can answer my grain. So the Gemara, Rabbi Mana lo amarkein, Rabbi Mana didn't say this, rather he said a different answer. Elo lokein amar Rabbi Shmuel v'shem Rabbi Zira. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel say the name Rabbi Zira? Rabbi Shimon kedaite. Rabbi Shimon holds like we know he holds. Just like Rabbi Shimon holds, a person can forbid that which is not his. So to a person cannot surround that which is not his with grapevines and answer it. However, there a person It's not makdish something which is not his. Here, his and his friends could join together to ban that which is in the middle. Now, according to the according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, there's a different answer in the first answer. Although it's not clear in the Lashon that's different, it sounds the same. But he says that the second answer is that really, it's not going to make anything usser if grain was planted there. But it's still usser to plant grain there, l'chatchila. Whereas what does Einu Dam Makdish Davar Einu Shelo mean? It means that I can't usser your stuff if it's planted. But I can bar you from planting there. So my friend, the neighbor, is not allowed to plant there. If he did plant there, it does become usser as kilayim. But he's not allowed to go there l'chatchila and plant. So that's what it means. Einu Dam Makdish Davar Einu Shelo after the fact. After it's planted, it can't become usher. But for my friend to go out there and plant in that area at will, head on, that is forbidden to do so. Okay? So that's interesting. The first answer holds that I'm not makdish davar sheino shelo. I was talking about a case where it's my trees as well. So it's my trees as well, so therefore my stuff will become usher. Your stuff won't become usher. The second answer is saying, I'm not makdish your stuff. I don't make it usher if you did plant there, but that's only b'dieved if you did plant there. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to go and plant there. I did something improper and brought you to that situation. True. But nonetheless, you're not allowed to go and plant there, l'chatchila. Okay? B'dieved, it doesn't usher it. It doesn't. There's no penalty. The preferable mode of conduct is not to plant anything in that vicinity. Right. It's like an Orach Chaim issue. It's not your day. It doesn't become Mr. Mehatzer. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Hanotea shtei shuros. You planted two rows of grapevines. Im ein beineyem shmona amos. If there isn't 8 amos between the two rows, lo yavi zer l'sham. You're not allowed to plant any grain there. Now, basically, what this Mishnah is telling us, which is the flip side of this Mishnah, is that if you have the configuration of 5, what's the maximum distance between the rows, the 2 and the 3, and it should still be considered to be a vineyard? 8 amos. If there's more than 8 amos between the two rows, it's not a vineyard I can plant in the middle. Is that clear? The 2 and the 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Downstairs?
Yeah, I think it's downstairs, yeah. Give me the
3 above it.
Yeah. In this case over here. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. If this area over here is more than 8 amos, then it's not considered to be a vineyard. There's got to be less than 8 amos between these vines. Okay? That's what it's saying here. You shouldn't plant anything there. If there are 3 rows, there we go up. We say that even if there are 3 rows, so then up to 16 amos you have between. Okay?
Between the first row and the third row?
First and second.
Second.
Much bigger chumrah, right? Even up to 16 amos they joined together. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Mishum Chanina ben Chachinoi, Afilu Chorva Emtzois. Let's say the middle row now has been destroyed. It doesn't exist anymore. Ve'im ben Shul Chaverter Sheshes Re'am, however, if there aren't 16 amos between the two outer rows, although there are only 2 rows now left, nonetheless, it started out being 3 rows. You have to have 16 amos between the two rows which remain. Okay. Relezim and Yaakov again, distracting. Relezim and Yaakov Homer Bishum Chanina Ben Chachinoi. Even the middle one is no longer there. If there isn't 6 hours between the two remaining rows, lo yavi zer l'sham. You can't plant there. Sheilu, you hear me? Despite the fact sheilu mitchila natan yamuter b'shmon amos. Although if you only had two rows to begin with, then anything above 8 amos makes it no longer a vineyard. But since you start out with 3 rows, and 3 rows of shear 16 amos, even though now you're left with only 2 rows, you must have more than 16 amos there in order to obviate its status as a kerem. Hanoteas kerem sheshes karmo sheshes oyamo sheshes oyamo. However, if you plant your vineyard in a manner that there are more than 6 amos between the rows, mutzaviz ha'lasham, you can plant grain between the rows. Rabbi said, Maisa bit salmain. There's a maisa in salmain. Bechot chenotas karmo. Sheshesrei. So an individual plant this vineyard with distances of 16 amos between the vines. Hayahofech ser sheshesrus inside echot. So 1 year he would turn the foliage of those 2 rows outwards like this. Vizarest near and plant in between them. Vishona acher the next year. Hayahofech eser lemokom zer. He'd turn the foliage into that place, and plant that which is fallow the previous year. In other words, here's a row, and these are 16 amos between, right? Which is so 1 year. 16, 16, 16, and 16. So the first year he would plant, make the foliage of these vines go this way, and these vines go that way, and plant in this area over here in the 16. Next year he'd make the foliage go instead this way, and plant between these 16, and leave these 16 fallow. And so on and so forth. It always depends which way the foliage is inclining. By the way, I didn't make this clear. Once you have 16 between the rows, how much of this 16 can you plant? The Gemara is going to discuss this at great length. How much of these 16 can you plant? 8. Yes. You go 4. Oh, good guess. 4 here.
4 on each side, right?
4 on each side. Very good. 4 on each side. And 8 in the middle. That's what you thought? Very good. 4 amos on each side and plant 8 in the middle. Okay? After this whole mixture is said and done, he says, even in a large vineyard, the shear between rows is not 16 amos, but rather 8 amos. Ultimately, the more will pass, can like Rabbi Shimon or Meir, with the disregard the shear of 16 amos. Okay, Rabbi Zir said, but you know where you are, Mr. Zuger? We're starting the Gemara, right? Rabbi Zir said, Shmona chutzi mokum karsin. The 8th, which you need between the rows in the small vineyard, is beside the place where you plant the hops. The hops meaning the vegetables in the middle. So what you need to have here, if here's your vines, and here you want to plant in the middle cabbage, then you need to have 4 amos here and 4 amos here. Besides the place of the vines and the place of the cabbages or the hops or whatever you're planting, okay? Just like you say, you need 8 besides the place of the cabbages or the cress, I think it actually is. So too, when you have 4 amos away from the perimeter of the vineyard, right, not between the rows, but between from the perimeter, also it's 4 amos besides for the place of the cabbages. Amar Rav Elazar, let's say, who says, maybe chmir tochi yosim michutzalo. Maybe they're more machmir on the inside than on the outside. The proof of the pudding is that on the inside, between rows, you need 8 amos. On the outside, you only need 4 amos. So maybe they're more makel on the inside and didn't count the cabbages in the 4 amos, but maybe they're more makel on the outside and said, you did count the cabbages within the 4 amos. Just like we're more makel, you only need 4 on the outside and not 8. Maybe also makel on the outside, you count the cabbages as part of the 4. It doesn't have to be 4 besides the cabbages. Okay? Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lezer said, I'm sorry, skip. Amar Rabbi Zira said, Ada Ana Tamon, while I was still in Bavel, Rabbi Zira came on Aliyah. But we're still in Bavel, he learned, Kimanate, Kimanto, we learned it. Now here's the typo again. Tocho Tezayin, it should be the Gros says, on the inside it's 16 amos, Chutzalo Arba. On the outside it's 4 amos. So we're the Shir HaChokah within a vineyard, as we mentioned in our Mishnah, is 16 amos, the Shir outside a vineyard is 4 amos. Okay? Amr Abelezer, Abelezer said, May Arba Amos.
Vilna Gaon adds it for amends to Kira Seker.
Amends.
No one between 380 and 1720 decided to amend it.
Did you see any Rishonim?
They talk about it.
They're no Rishonim. Rishonim didn't learn the Rishonim. I mean, they did, but they didn't learn it systematically. Mm-hmm. Learned it as a reference book. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they didn't write Perushim on it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the earliest Perushim we have, you're looking at. I mean, there are a couple of Rishonim. The Rash Sirilei was close to Rishonim. He was one of those expelled from Spain in 1492. But he's still not a Rishonim. He didn't write. He didn't write a commentary on it. That's true. Of course, you couldn't pass in halachos without learning it. But he didn't write a commentary on it, so he didn't make any mendations. The Rash, who's the Rishon on the Mishnayos, did learn Yerushalmi extensively, and some of the emendations come from the Rash. But nobody can catch all of them, right? Just like the Bach caught the emendations in the Bavli, and he's a Riachron, so too the Groa caught the emendations in the Yerushalmi. The Groa caught some in the Bavli too. Well, we have a ghost of the Groa. But in the Yerushalmi, since there are less Yerushalmi, so the Achronim are much more likely to catch mistakes. Does that answer your question somewhat? You seem dissatisfied.
No, I'm not dissatisfied. I never warned the Rishonim. So I'm just curious why nobody ever warned it if the...
The Rishonim learned it.
Tzvetzel says in his reference edition that the Rambam was very...
The Rambam Paskin many times like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli, that's true. The Rambam certainly learned Yerushalmi. The Rosh learned Yerushalmi. But since it wasn't a popular course of study among the Yeshiva Bachrim of the time, they didn't bother writing Perushim on it. It was a reference book for the scholars more than accessible for the multitude. So consider yourself a scholar. Okay? Okay. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, May Arba, from 4 Amos, Vachmone, Oster Makadish, if you have between the trees, in a vineyard, between 4 amos and 8 amos, it's osur to plant anything else in the middle. And if you plant anything in the middle, it's mekadesh, it becomes kileah kerem. Now, if they're less than 4 amos between trees, let's say within between trees, there are 2 amos. And you had a whole vineyard like that. That's not a vineyard. You know why? They're planted too close together. There's no sense of permanence because eventually one will kill out the other one. You'll have to uproot one. So there has to be a minimum of 4 amos between trees. Otherwise, it's not a vineyard. A minimum of 4 and a maximum of 8.
What if they're Japanese baby trees?
Are there Japanese baby grapevines?
I don't know if any of them grow fruit with bonsai trees. Are there bonsai fruit trees grow fruit? I doubt it. There are miniature olive trees? Alright, then the shear will change by then, you're right. Yeah. Can you eat the oranges? The Zulu says you can't eat them. Our resident expert says you can't eat them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, says Gemara, Mishmona Vachesha, if there's between 8 and 16 amos between trees, also you're still forbidden to plant. They're going like our Mishnah said, you need 16. Vena Makadish, however, it doesn't make it, it's not Makadish the fruit planted in between, as long as it's 4 amos away from the grapevines. Rabbi Yosef Shem Yochanan said, Asi Rabbi Lezer, Gubin Yaakov Eshamai, Elizabeth Yaakov said in our Mishnah that if you have to have 16 amos, you don't have to, even if you have even if you as long as you start with three rows of grapevines, you might need 16 amos between the rows. Even if now you have less than three rows because one row got ruined, nonetheless, you still need to have 16 amos between rows. Okay, that's what it said in our Mishnah. In other words, you start out three rows, you need 16 amos. Now you have less than three rows because one row got destroyed. You need also to have at least 16 amos in order to plant because starting out being a full-blown carrot. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that, Aser Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov could be Shammai, like Beishamai. Kimad Beishamai, Amru B'shurachas Kerem. She's like Beishamai said, one row is still a vineyard. Kain Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, B'shurachas Kerem. Great, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, what are you left with? Look, we're left with this. Once upon a time, there was five in the middle, right? They're gone. They got destroyed. Do you have a vineyard here? No, only Kari Beis Shammai. Because here you have a row of five, and here you have a row of five, and in between you have, let's say, 15 amos. Right? Right? Less than 16, which Rabbi Lezmi says is no good. But there's no vineyard. How can he answer this? There's no vineyard. What's a vineyard according to Beis Hillel? Only where you have two rows within a maximum 8 amos of each other. So there's no two rows here. So it must be that he's going to lay Beis Shammai, and therefore this is a vineyard, and this is a vineyard, and that's why you need to have more than 16 amos in between. That's what Gemara is saying. Says the Gemara, "Come on, the Bishamim are Shurachas Kerem, Kerem Lezim and Yaakov are Shurachas Kerem." Says Gemara, "Manavshach." It, no matter what, which way you look at it, L'chayra, there's difficulty here. Kerem Gadol, Kerem Gadol, if it's a large vineyard, who aser b'shmoina? It's forbidden in 8 amos. Kerem Katan, who aser b'shmoina? If it's a small vineyard, it's aser with 8 amos. Now, what are we talking about here? The disciple's son, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, points out that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that if you planted originally with 8 amos in between, in other words, you had two rows, only two rows, then in order to make a mutter, all you need is something more than 8 amos in between. You don't need to have 16, you need only 8 amos. So the Gedat Gemara says, what are we talking about? If we're talking about a large vineyard, well, let me see in 1 second. Yeah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, each one of these rows is a vineyard, right? He's saying what we say, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, each one of these rows is a vineyard, and that's why you need 16 amos in between. So how could Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov go on to say, but if you plant them originally, before they were without three rows, at distance of 8 amos apart, that's okay. That shouldn't be true, Kohen Beis Shammai, because Kohen Beis Shammai, since this is a vineyard and this is a vineyard, between the two of them, in order to plant, you need to have 16 amos of distance. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, in this case, you need 16 amos, despite the fact that the middle row is gone. Because there are two vineyards on either side. So if that's the case, even where you originally planted two and not three, you should still need 16 amos in between, and not the 8 amos which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov allows in this situation. Because if you're going like Beis Shammai, that this row on one side is a vineyard, and this row on the other side is a vineyard, then in the middle you should need at least 16 amos.
The reason why you need 16 here is because you originally had one in the middle.
Right, but the Gemara is asking, why does that make a difference? That's true, that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. That's the chiluk, but why is it mechalik?
Because
Why don't you need in this case to have 69 as well? If you're going to Bishamay, this is a vineyard unto itself. This is a vineyard unto itself, but you need to do vineyards which require 16. That's his kasha. Okay? So it says more again. Manavshal, kerem godalu osir bishmona, kerem godalu osir bishmona, should be osir in 8. Shouldn't be mutter. Says more, Rabbi Yudan lo amar kein. Rabbi Yudan didn't learn like this. Ella, rather, how do you learn our Mishnah? Shmona amos osir. What Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov meant to say, well, I'm not sure if he's answering Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov now, but let's learn that he is. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda is making a separate statement on his own, but let's learn Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ela shmona amos osir, meaning if you have 8 amos, it's osir. Shmona v'koshu mutter, if you have 8 and a mashu, it's mutter, but not the entire distance. I'm not sure if this answers. According to him, it does answer. All right, let's see that. Rabbi Yudam lo amar kein el shmon amos oser, meaning shmon v'koshu mutter, meaning that if you have this case over here, and 8 amos in the middle, this is osir. If you have a little bit more than 8 amos, you have, let's say, 9, then you leave 4 and 4, and you can plant the 1 in the middle. Okay, so even according to Beis Shammai, the Shami holds that between these two, this is essentially what you're saying, I think, Dr. Spadal. Even Beis Shammai is only machmir requires 16 amos when they're three in a row. But when they're two, so then if they're anything over 8 amos, you can plant whatever's over 8 amos, whatever distance is over 8 amos. So if they're 9, you get 1 amo to plant, and so on and so forth. Because it was 2 row to begin with. But yeah, so even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov will concede to that point. Okay. Says more, Easter boy, Meymar, there are some who learned it like this. She'ilu mitchil notu matah sheshesei hoya mutter b'shmona amos. You would be allowed to plant in the middle 8 amos, right? If originally you had 16 amos between the rows, then, you, in other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was not saying that 8 amos is sufficient. No, you need 16 according to Beis Shammai. You always need 16 between the rows. Hi, so why was he mentioning 8? That if you had 16, how much would you be allowed to plant? 8. 8 of those 16. That's what he means to say. Well, it says that Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says if to begin with you had 8 amos, then you could plant. So that the Gemara asks, why should require 16 according to Beis Shammai? Same kasha, right? Different tares. So before we answer, no, what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says if you had 8 or more, then you could plant to whatever is more than 8. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is giving a different tares. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's tares now? Well, the answer to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov now, really you need 16. But it's what he's saying is that if you had 16, you could plant 8. Not that the required gap is 8. The required gap is 16. If you have a gap of 16, you can plant 8 of them.
Now, in this case where the third row, the middle row was destroyed,
yeah.
Can you now plant within this 8?
Yes, you can plant 8. As long as there's 16.
Yeah, as long as... Yeah. Even though it started out as a three-row keren, now it's reverting to a two-row keren, and in the middle you can...
No, it's the same. Right, now it's the same. That's right. That's right.
What would be the configuration when you say you can plant within the 8? How does it fit in?
Leave a 4 on each side.
Four on either side.
Like Mr. Zuger said before, plant the 8 in the middle. Okay, Rabbi Yudah Mepadisher and Biyochan said, Aser B'lezer Ben Yaakov B'Shamay. Ma b'shami machmir bo b'churbon yesim atol, just like b'shami are machmir karachas hakerem, when you have a kerem which was originally planted the whole thing and then you got a bland, empty space in the middle. We had that earlier in the parak. So just like there, they're more machmir than b'shilo. So too, Kenra Lizmi Akumabakuna Yusir Matoso, he says that if you planted to begin with, he's also addressing Reb Lizman Yaakov Svara. So saying Lizman Yaakov is consistent. Lizman Yaakov said, if you have just two rows to begin with, all you need is eight. Now, if you started out with three and now you lost in the middle, then you need 16. So he's saying that's not a chiddush. That's similar to the concept we had at the beginning of the parak of karachas hakerem. What's karachas hakerem? If at the beginning you started with a full vineyard, and now you want to plant, now some of the trees in the middle are missing, there Beis Shammai, they need 24 by 24. If you didn't have a bald spot in the middle, but rather you wanted to distance yourself from a vineyard, so there Beis Shammai says all you need is top 16, right? By a karachas, where it got bald in the middle, you need 24. Between two vineyards, all Beis Shammai requires 16. So Beis Shammai is more machmir when it started up being a full vineyard and then got depleted than when it started up being a full vineyard and you planted in between. I'm not sure I phrased that properly. Let me rephrase that again. Beis Shammai is more machmir between in a vineyard which got a bald spot in the middle than between two vineyards. Shammai said between two vineyards you need 16 amos to plant. Within a bald spot in the middle which developed after time you need 24 amos in order to plant. So to hear, Rabbi Lizman Yaakov is saying a similar principle. If you had two rows to begin with, all you need between the two rows is 8 amos. If you have three rows to begin with, and now you lost the row in the middle, since it developed after time, in this case you need 16 amos. So any subsequent development, which you want to take advantage of, requires more stringent parameters. That's what he holds according to Beis Shammai. Okay? That's a third answer. First answer we had is that of these, you only get that which is above 8. The second answer which we had is that of the 16 you get 8, right? And you always need 16. The third answer we're having is that it depends whether you originally had a gap or the gap developed later on. An original gap is less stringent than the gap which develops subsequently. Okay? Those are the three answers. Rabbi Yonah Mishim Rav said, now going back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yonah Mishim Rav said, Mutar Azera V'Asa Lizra. If you only have 8 amos between two rows in a vineyard, a large vineyard. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shirin both said at the end of the Mishnah, that's okay. The Tanoi before say needs 16 amos between rows in a large vineyard. They said 8. However, it says Rabbi Yoina, name of Rav, that means if something got planted there, it's mutar b'di'evet, but l'chatchila you can't plant there. Just like we said previously, similarly in the last Mishnah, right? There are cases where l'chatchila you can't plant, but the evet, something got planted there, it's okay. Right? So to hear the same idea. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rav said, that's however, Rabbi Yossi had a different Jewish name of Rav. Hilchosam Mutar Azer Mutar Lizra. You're allowed to plant there, and you're allowed not just that which is planted there, Mutar, but you're allowed the Chatchil to plant there. So if you have 8 amos between two rows in a large vineyard, how much of that can you plant? Even the Chatchil, according to Rabbi Yossi, name of Rav? Shouldn't be able to plant anything, right? But he says mutter. So according to him, obviously the 8 amos disrupts the vineyard. There's no vineyard here. So since there's no vineyard here, you only have to distance yourself from each tree, from a single tree, all you have to distance yourself is 6 tefachim. So here you get to plant 6 tefachim away from the vines on one side, 6 tefachim away from the vines on the other side. 6 tefachim, 6 tefachim is 12 tefachim. 12 tefachim is 3 amos, so you get to plant 5 amos in the middle. Very mickle, right. Okay? No, we do. Shockingly. We'll see. It's a little bit. We pass like it somewhat. Rabbi Chia Barashi B'Shem Rav said, "Look, Rabbi Rav Shimon, where there are 8 amos allowed to plant. Ma mutar azera umutar lizra. Does that mean that which is planted there is okay and you're allowed to plant there? Chatchila, or mutar azera also lizra means that if you plant there, it's okay, but it's also to plant there b'di lechatchila. Min ma damar Rabbi from that which Rabbi Huda Nasi said. Ma damar Rabbi Ba for that which Rabbi Abba said. Moshechli Rabbi Chia Barashi Karmi Mata Shmona Al Shmona. Rabbi Chia Barashi came and measured in my vineyard and that I should have more than 8x8 in order to allow me to be planted. The fact that he came to measure indicates that he was trying to give him a heter. So he's here, not only is that which is planted mutter, but he's allowed to go and plant the chatchila. Ravuna zora karme kartin. Ravuna planted in his vineyard cabbages. Venos mishum gilaim. I isn't also because of gilaim. Says more marbivin avion. The grapevines are not going straight rows. In order for five to us, we said it's got to be in straight rows, right? No. If it's mixed up, if you have like dice, it doesn't answer. So in this case, you'll have to distance yourself 6 tefachim from each tree and plant cabbages, and that's what he did. Okay? V'ein avoda l'gefen yichidis. He didn't even distance himself the 6 tefachim. I apologize. So the Gemara asks, what about tithes? Halacha is that you need to have avoda l'gefen yichidis. You even need to have 6 tefachim for an individual grapevine. Says Gemara, el Rabbi Shmuel. He'll like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Mar ain't avoided l'tikkeren gefen gefonis. Divrei Chachamim. Rabbi Shmuel, there's no such thing as an avoided for gefen gefonis. You can plant right up to the vine. You don't have to distance yourself 6 tefachim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shem Mishu, but Levi said, Halach Divrei Mishu Mekel, B'chutz Lartz. Halach B'chutz Lartz is that if you have a single vine, you can plant right up to the base of the vine. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to distance yourself 6 tefachim. But B'chutz Lartz, up to the base of the vine. Okay? Which is that because Rav Huna was in B'chutz Lartz, that's where he did it. Rabbi Yaakov, Baracha, the Tani Tamon, we learned over there, Takeh, Halacha Divrei Mishu Mekel B'chutz Lartz. Halacha is always like the Mekel when it's the Chutz Lartz. Okay?
Kalayim is also
a Chutz Lartz. Doraisa. The Halacha Moshe Mishinai is by in Yonim of Zroim, we have a Machlokes, you go to Kula, and the Machlokes when it's the Chutz Lartz. It's not just going to be by Kalayim, we'll see this by Orla as well, by other Halachas in Zroim.
So here,
they can grow right up to grain, right, according to this, right. The Chutz. Well, not vineyards, single vines. Nakerem yichidi, gefen yichidi, not a vineyard. You have to have four amos of distance. Okay, let's just do a little bit of the next parak. Kerem shechorav. You gotta go. All right, so we'll stop here for tonight.